Why heed an illusion? If the world is a mere illusion, then all that goes with the world is illusory. That being so, then Vedanta and its philosophy also becomes a part of the illusion. How then can it carry any more credibility, any more importance than the rest of the illusion? What respect and regard can Vedanta boast of when it's just an aspect of the illusory projection? Why heed this part of the illusion? Why hang on to Vedanta alone? How can one part of the illusion pull you out of the entire illusion? It is a pertinent question. Vedanta provides a brilliant answer. It is true that the knowledge and philosophy imparted by Vedanta is a part of the illusory world. But it has one distinction which all other parts of the illusion lack. Its unique character is highlighted in one potent simile, Swapna Simhavat, which means like a dream lion. The philosophy of Vedanta is compared to the lion. Imagine a dreamer suddenly encounters a lion in the dream. The lion is a part of the dream world, a figment of imagination like the rest of the dream. But the lion in the dream has one distinct character which is denied to all other parts of the dream. It is its faculty to catapult the dreamer from the dreaming state to the waking state. When the lion pounces on the dreamer, he is startled, terrified. He jumps out of the bed. The lion wakes him up, as it were. The dream lion is no doubt a part of the dream, but it has the ability to swallow up the entire dream, itself vanishing in the act. Vedanta plays the role of the dream lion in the world. Its chaste knowledge is admittedly a part of the illusory world, but it has the unique power to dissolve the entire world, dissolving itself in the process. That transports the waker to God consciousness, to the ultimate spiritual enlightenment.